Okay. Today's learning should be in the interest of time. Listen from Daniel Moshe and Neil Rifkin. As I should be a schuss for Shalem Achaim Moshe Malka and it's been Sarah Mim Rach Masar Malka. A schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Kuf Tzadik Tes. We are up to Sif Yud. It's actually very, very interesting halach over here that we'll see a difference between Svardim and Ashkenazim. I didn't check with my Svardish friends if they all follow this, but definitely those that follow the Mechaber would have this difference. So let's see the Mechaber inside. Katan, a katan shehegia la'oynas ha'pi'oytos, to the age where they're able to comprehend. We'll see what that means. Some say that means 9 years old. Others say that means 6 years old. Okay. He understands who he is, who we are being mevarich to. Mizamnim alav, you can include him in zimun. Umitztarif bein l'shloishu bein l'asara, and you can include him both in a zimun of three, and even for a zimun of 10, where you're going to go say Hashem's name, you're able to call him. So that's, you know, very interesting, mechaber, because I assume most of us have not seen anybody include at least amongst the Ashkenazim a somebody under the age of the bar mitzvah. Says the Rama, the Yesh Aimer, the those who hold the aim at star for noisy klal, you do not include a cotton achev and shloisha esrishana until you're 13. The aim machzikan lo kagadol, we do not count a somebody under 13 as a gadol shehevi stay sirus, that would have bought two sirus. V'chein the hagen, that is our minig, as I mentioned, that's the minig of the Ashkenazim. V'aim l'shanish, do not change. V'cheresh v'shoita imechavden umevinim. If you have somebody who's a cheresh shaita, we'll see this doesn't mean a full blown shaita. Mitzdarfin lezimun, you are able to call, you able to include in zimun. Afal pisha ein hacheresh shemei kabracha, even though the cheresh is not hearing the bracha, right? So we're talking about over here somebody who's deaf but is able to talk. Him is not included, although he cannot hear it, you could include him. So let's see the Mishabru before we get into the 1 second. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah over here. Upachas mizeh, less than that age. We're going back to the Mechaber who said somebody who's able to understand who you're being mevarich to. Upachas mizeh, ein daiti chashev l'klum. His das is not counted at all. Afil yedem yivarachim. So you have somebody definitely under the age of six. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber holds the age of 9 or 10, but his other sheet doesn't hold the age of six. Definitely he holds anybody under that age is definitely cannot be counted. Hapa'otis, henu, says the Mishnah Berurah, keben teisha, as I said, or keben esa, 9 or 10 years old. V'yesh aymer du adim upachas mishir zeh, imu rak mi ben sheish, umaylov, if he's 6 years old. Imu charef, yedeyali mi mivarachim, if he's an intelligent boy. Umitztarif, henu echad, v'loi shnayim ben l'shleish ben l'sarif. So Mishnah Berurah says that even according to the Mechaber that holds, you can mitztarif a katan, that is only one katan. You can't have two katanim and one adult to make three. You can't have two katanim and one and eight adults to make 10. The max you can include is one. Ben l'shleish, v'hod isa b'siv vav, the aim is amna al katanim, that katanim don't, you do not make a zimun. According to the Mechaber, what does that mean? We just said that you could. We're talking about ketanim over there where the Mechaber says you cannot include ketanim into the zimun. We're talking about ketanim that are younger than that age or even that age, but they don't yet have the comprehension that's required in order to include them. So then we said that the Rama says that only from the age of bat mitzvah, Damrin and Kimish Agil Chal Shranim, since he's 13 years old, Mistomach Vahedi Shtei Saris, we can include, assume that he bought Shtei Saris. If you know for a fact he doesn't have Shtei Saris, then you do not include in the Zeman. Now hold on, the Mechaber is not saying, the Mishnah Berurah is not saying that according to the Mishnah Berurah we can't include somebody who doesn't have Shtei Saris for Zeman in all cases. So as he'll clarify, that's to include him in 3 or 10. Aval sheyi hu amizamim v'yoytzachem b'chsamazin, that he should lead the benching. L'kulam ha'eni moytzat sheyi ben yud gimu shana v'yoyim echad v'yidu shevi shtei sairis. And you know for a fact he bought shtei sairis. Now, that's not the way we're knowing. Oftentimes, By a bar mitzvah, we even have the bar mitzvah boy lead, and we don't know for a fact that that bar mitzvah boy bought Shtei Seiris. So Shabir will explain why is he saying that you do need it. Shabir Samazin min haTorah. It's min haTorah. B'shal Torah ain't samecha chazak zayd mistam hevi. We don't rely on a chazaka. Why do we allow a bar mitzvah boy to lead the zeman? Miu, Mishmur explains, Imam Azaman Eina Oima, Kiyim Nevarech. He's only doing the first part to Zeman, V'chol Birchas Amazai, Mevarech Kalechad Ve'echad, and every Birchas Amazai, each person is independently benching Latzmai, Kiminageinu, which is our Minik, as we said early in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel Tziv Zayin, Less Lamad, Kiyim Shemen Yigimel, Shana Samchinim Azal Chazaka, since he's for just the Zeman, with Simon Chazaka. So let me just summarize again what we said over here, and we'll see an interesting Shaila. If you follow the Mechaber, if a child is 9 years old, maybe even according to some Shita, 6 years old, is Yadea Lami Mevarchin, you can include up to one such child into the Zeman, both for three and for Elikenu. If the child is not Yadea Lami Mevarchin, then the Mechaber is masking that you can't. You cannot, and also you can't include two. Comes along the Ramah and says, according to the meaning of Ashkenazim, in order to be mitzi other people, not only do you need to be over 13, but you need to know for a fact that the person bought Shtei Seiris. But in order to lead the Zima, which is our minute, because everybody benches on their own, you can have anybody bench as long as a 13-year-old and older. He disagrees with the Mechaber. Now, here's the interesting Shaila, two Shailas. You're sitting with a Svardi eating, you and one Svardi, and the Svardi's kid who's 9 years old and is your day, let me mevarchen. Can you make Zeman? Can you not make Zeman? The Sfaradi says, let's make Zeman. And you say, I follow the Ramah, let's not make Zeman. Even more than that, you're sitting with eight other people, many of them Sfaradim. So you have nine total. And the 10th, you have a boy who's a Sfaradi boy. One of the Sfaradim's kid is there, and he's 9 years old, and Zidei Lami Mavarech. And they say, let's do Zeman and let's say Elikenu. You say, we can't do Elikenu. I don't even know if I can include this guy in Zeman. So Zeman there is not a problem because you have more than three for sure. But I can't do Elikenu. So what are you supposed to do in that case? Shlomo Zalman Orbach says an interesting thing. He says a Svardi should lead the benching. Okay, so that solves the problem because you, as an Ashkenazi, cannot lead the benching in such a case and say Elikenu because our minig is to follow the Ramah. And our halacha is that we can't say Elikenu. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that you can go ahead and do the Zeman with Elikenu, but have a Svardi lead the Zeman, and you should answer, the Ashkenazi should answer quietly, answer the Zeman, but don't say the Elikenu, because our halacha is not that we follow the Ramah, and therefore we can't say Elikenu. So they can, because they, the Svardim hold that you could, so they can say Elikenu, even if you're not saying Elikenu, because remember we already learned that if you don't say Elikenu, you're Yoytzeh B'dieved anyway. So you answer quietly, don't say Elikenu, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and they can, and one of the Sfaradim will lead the Zeman and say Elikenu. And Rav Shlomo,
does it have to be in a case of 9 and 1? Could it be like in a case of 4 and...
Yeah, any you have Sfaradim mixed with you, right? You can have one
say there's eight kids Sfaradim. And two, you and one other adult.
Not eight kids. No. We said the most you can include, even according to the Mishabur said that even, let's go back, even according to the Mechaber, you can only include up to one kid on the Bar Mitzvah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you have Svardim and Ashkenazim eating together, nine of them that are over Bar Mitzvah. And you have one Svardi kid with you, right? So they can be Mitzdarif, that Svardi kid, because that's, they follow the Mechaber. And therefore, they can say Zeman, and they can even say Elikenu. But you can't say Elikenu, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. And therefore, you should respond quietly. They shouldn't know that you didn't say Elikenu. And it's, anyway, we said you were Yoytzeh B'dieved. And Rav Vozna and Rav Scheinberg both write that if you're sitting with one other Svardi, two people together, and they want to do Zeman because they have a kid there, you are able to respond to that Zeman and do the Zeman together, like their minig is. Okay, let's continue on over here. Sif Yud Aleph, Mish and Iduhu Alavera. Somebody was put into Cherem. And Mizamnon Aleph, you are not allowed to be Mizam, you're not allowed to include him in the Zeman. So let's first see the Mishnah Brura over here. You cannot include it. What is the lashon of nidui? Somebody's put into nidui. You separate yourself from him. Look over there in Sif Yud Beis in the Be'er Halacha. I'll just tell you what he says over there, if you give me 1 second. And over there, he says that. Holding Kuf Tzadik. He says over there that he makes a difference that if there was the nidui was because he was oven avera, or the nidui is because of a mamonistic shaila. Okay, so he says that if it's a mamonistic shaila, then you are able to be mitzaref with the person for davar shebekedusha. If the reason that he was put into nidui is because he was over other averas, he was over Shabbos or chazer or whatever it is. He says over there, there's two cases. The case over there is either he was put into nidui for mammon, he owes money and he didn't pay it, so they put him into nidui. As the paskin, he owes money, he didn't listen. That's a mammonistic thing. He says, there you can include him. However, if he was oivan exeris at tzibur, the tzibur was made exeris, the inala to do something, he was put into nidui, then the whole point is that you're supposed to separate yourself from him. Being, as we've said a number of times, doing Zimon together, that means being mitzaref to him in a meal, and being mitzaref with him to benching, and that you are not allowed to do. Okay, let's start Simon Reish. Dina Mafsik de Levar. So here's a very important halacha. Okay, Shloisha Sha'achlu Ke'echad. You have three people that eat together. Echad Mafsik Al Karchoy Lishnayim Ba'ayni Imoim Birch Zimon. So three guys are eating together. Two of them finish eating. The other guy says, I'm still in the middle of eating. They can force the other guy to pause his eating. Doesn't mean that he's going to have to stop eating, but he's going to have to pause his eating and answer the Zeman. We'll see. There's a little bit of a discussion. Do these two people are just doing this because they just not in the mood and they want to leave, or they have a reason that they have to go somewhere, right? They have to go to the Dvar Mitzvah or Hefsid Mamon. There's a urgent matter that they have to go attend to, and that's why they want to stop. We'll see that, we'll discuss that a little bit. But Machaber seems to say that in any situation, and some of the Mefarshim learn the Machaber that way, two people finished eating, they can turn to the other guy, we're done. You have to bench. I feel like Ratzel Hafsik. He says, no, I'm not interested. Mizamin and Olav, they can do Zeman. Beinoin. And whether he responds or not, they took care of the Zeman. Kol Shulayim and Shem, as long as he's there. So let's pause for a second over here. She'ochlu ke'echad, right? Shulayim and Shaschilu lechagak. Three people started eating together, right? Because you remember, we said there's two ways to be part of a Zeman. Either you started eating together or you finished together. So obviously here, if two people... are finished eating and the other guy's not finished eating, so you don't have the second category that they finished together. So you only have the category, you have to have the category that they started together. So now there's a chi of Zimun. The right some of our Bichamaz and they want to do Bichamaz and Mafsik al Karcha, he can force them, right? Salaim Shana David Tali Ritzain, it's not up to him. And rights La Hafsik Misudasevilanois, if he wants to stop or not, Elaminadin, Mechayav Lazeh, he is Mechuyev to them. Kevin Shahem Rabim, they're the majority, the Negda, opposite him, ain't Srikh Lahabdov. They don't have to wait for him. Bain Aina Aina, even if he doesn't respond. Right to Loimish, Afa, Pikain Hem Yoitzim De Zeman. If he holds out, he says, you guys, I'm not done eating, I'm not responding. They bench, and they were Yoitzim Zeman. Kevin Shu Oimit Shamish, Shemeav Yochalani, since he could answer. Okay, Lapukish Yetzel Chitz. If he went outside and he doesn't answer, that doesn't help. Umiyu Hubavade, and Yoitzel, okay, Hipsigoni, man. He himself would not be Yaitza if he wouldn't respond. We'll stop over here just to bring out one point, and then we'll continue tomorrow, Mietz Hashem, to bring out one point over here. So the Bir Halacha goes into a Shaila. Now, it is, like I started mentioning it when we were learning Mechaba. Do we say that this, that two can stop the other, is even if they have no reason, particular reason, they don't have an urgent matter that they... That they have to leave. They just, you know, we're done eating, we want to go, right? So some learn that the Machab is saying that the one has to respond, the two can force the one to respond, is in any situation, they're the Rabbim, they can force the other one. Other learn that it's only if they have something urgent to go to. So that remains this. It's a machlokes what the mechaber is coming. Many learn that mechaber says regardless. In any case, they do say that. However, even if you go with the shita that you only would have to stop if you're the third guy there. You would only have to stop if there was an urgent matter for them to go to, and if not, they still. That al derech eretz, the appropriate thing is for you to allow them to leave and to stop when they are ready to go. Okay, we'll stop over here. And the mitzvah shem.
Would that person be able to join a different siman afterwards?
So we're gonna touch upon that, I believe. That's also gonna go into a lot of the stuff that we learned already, right? So once he's yaitzah ziman. Right, we're gonna touch. So he would need to have a new chiyuv of zimun in order to do it again. Right, you can't just. So let's say you have five people sitting at the table, and two of them want to leave. Right, and they say, "Do you mind if we bench?" And you're gonna do it. You're gonna answer. You'll wait till after azan before you continue eating. Right, is there still a chiyuv or not? Right, there has to be a new chiyuv chal in order for them to do zimun. I believe we're gonna touch upon that tomorrow a little bit.
Then you could finish eating with the other two.
What's that?
There's five people at the table. You can then finish eating with the other two. You started with the first three.
Right. But the question is, right, so if they're finishing together, right, then L'chaira, they will be.
The first people he started with and the second people he finished with.
All right. I just want to see here for a second. Yeah, let's wait till we finish. I believe he touches upon it. If not, I saw it somewhere. I believe it's a little bit later on in the simon. But if not, I'll try to answer that question either tomorrow or the next day. There's different scenarios that we have to go through.